the Shechita. A person has the ability to shech the animals, even though the animal has a cheskes iser, the animal is not permitted, he can change the cheskes iser.
Perfect, thank you so much. So we just remember for a moment that we have regulated chisurin and we have what's called biyado. So biyado means that even though based on the regular rules he probably shouldn't be believed, but since he has the ability to change it, so that changes everything. He could change the yisur. He could check the animal. In the case of the truma, he could separate the trumas and maizers. Whenever it's biyado, so biyado is always going to be believed. The question that we're going to deal with hopefully this morning is what is the relationship, according to some Rishon, the lack thereof, between these two different sugyas, between classic Erech and Bisurin and this somewhat convoluted Erech and Bisurin of Biyado. So if we take a look at the first of the Namakomos, so the Ran makes reference to Rashi. We've quoted this Rashi before. The Ran of Yidim Sech has given quote, Erech and Bisurin, Pirush Rashi Sal. So Rashi gives us the source of Erech and Bisurin and also gives us a few of the examples. See this Rashi, Pirush Rashi is Torah. Rashi said, if you remember, that there is no pasuk for Erech and Bisurin. It's just we know for a fact the Torah believes people. We never find that the Chumash should insist that the person has to have two aidim present every time he has a guest over. The Torah never speaks about a person having two aidim to check out that his wife is giving him kosher food. So Shrehamina Torah, and one example Rashi gives, Hafreshes Truma. The person could say, I took off truma, I removed the ginanosha, removed the chaylev, removed all the trefa parts of the animal, ushchita, and shchita. These are the examples that Rashi gives. These are all examples of Erech and Bisurin. So the Ran says, Rashi shouldn't have said this. Why should Rashi not have said this? Eldahani is chazik isura. Because many of the examples, it could be even all the examples that Rashi gave, what is chazik isura? There was a status quo isur, and whenever there's a status quo isur, erech lebisurin doesn't apply. So the examples Rashi gave of freshest truma is for sure a status quo isur. It used to be tevil. Shechita is for sure a status quo isur. It used to be eifer menachai, something of that nature. Even removing the gidanosh and the chaylev, you remember back to the Ramah, the Taz from previous sugyas, that may also be a static answer because the meat was treif beforehand because it had all these treifa components in it. It had the chayla mixed in, it had the ginosh mixed in. So the Ran takes issue with Rashi and says, the Rashi should not have given these as examples. The chitema. So now the Ran is trying to defend. So why did Rashi give these examples? The chitema biyado sakein. Because these are all examples of biyado. So the Ran says, maybe that's what Rashi had in mind. That these are examples of biyado, says the Ran, no. Eino noachli, this is not acceptable to me. The lishta de gemara mashma, the chi amrinan erechen en bisurin, heichad lo is chazik isura. But the gemara told us that erechen en bisurin doesn't apply whenever there's a chazaka. You want to tell me biyado, good morning, there's an emunah called biyado. What does it have to do with that sugya? So the Ran is catching Rashi and saying, your din is right. A person is believed to say the animal was shechted. Your din is right. A person is believed to say chumas and ice were taken off. Well, halacha, you're right, Rashi, but your categorization is not right. Why did you stick that into the category of erechen and bisurin? That's a new halacha. That's a different din. That's called biyado. It's not called erechen and bisurin. That's the Ran's cash against Rashi. So now the Ran tries to defend Rashi. Ela im kein tamid. So literally, like the Ran lived 20 years after Rashi. He's like having a conversation with Rashi. You say Lashon in second person. Elam kim tomar. Maybe what you mean to say is as follows. Elam kim tomar is chazik isura uviyado l'sakein shavek kalo is chazik isura v'em yado l'sakein. So Ran in one line just made a phenomenal equation, a potential equation, but that's Rashi. Says the Ran, why is it that biyado works? What's the lomdus of biyado? So comes around and says, maybe, but biyado means is as follows. When we have this chazik isura, so that poses an obstacle to the nemanus of erech and bisurin. That thing we're said explicitly. This chazik isura is a problem. When you have biyado, biyado means it's no longer with chazik isura. You know what? This chazik isura means there's a status quo. You're stuck with something. It can't be changed. Now the aid comes and says, Gaval, the din is different. Like, the hechetesi should be believed. But if it's biyado, easy come, easy go. What biyado does is it neutralizes his chazak yisura. It says, this is his chazak yisura. Such an ayayay is chazak yisura. Give me a break. I get rid of that chazak yisura in a second. Take a knife and shech the animal. I can get rid of that chazak yisura in a second. Take a couple of apples and be mafishrooms and rices. Biyado, says the Ran, is not new nevonis. It's not something brand new. There are two pashas. There's two used to Reb Chaim, Brisket Torah. There's a Rechon of Yisurin, and then there's pasha number two called Biyado. No, says the Ran. Biyado is just simply a way of neutralizing his Chazak Yisura. Once you've neutralized his Chazak Yisura, then by default, you fall back into your original position of a Rechon of Yisurin. That would explain why Rashi mixes and mashes and sticks them all into one big, big box. Says the Ran, Upshari Hizo. Now, I'm not sure whether that was a compliment or a criticism. So Shara means like a compromise. Is the Ran saying that? What a great compromise, what a great idea Rashi came up with. Or is the Ran saying, that's not really true, it's not correct. So I don't know what the Ran's final take on the matter is, but I can tell you that this actually looks like it's a Rishonim. So we have really two sugyas here, or maybe we have one sugya here. That's really the question for today. We have, on the one hand, we have Erechon and Bisurin. Then we have Biyado. And the question that we're raising is, are these two separate independent nemonuses? Or do we say, no, there's one nemonus in the Torah. The one nemonus is Erechon and Bisurin. All it does is, it removes the obstacle of Ischaz Gisura, and thereby puts it right back into Erechon and Bisurin. If you go down the route that this is a new nemonus, there are really two different parishes here. What is it based on? Where does it come from? But not immediately. How do you know that the other works? We spent a lot of time in the previous weeks asking the question, how do you know Erechon Bisurin works? Now we're asking a new question. How do you know the other works? If the other doesn't exist, it's just a throwback to Erechon Bisurin, then it's not a question. But if the other is a new Nemanus, like the Ran seems to say, like Tosus and other Mishnayos say explicitly, it's a brand new Nemanus. There's nothing, Erechon Bisurin is overdone history. There's a new Nemanus of Torah. If something is biyadcha, you are neman. Mina hanimili. Where does that come from? We can have a throwback to the days of Tosfos from a few weeks ago. Tosfos told us exactly where it came from. When a woman comes back from the mikvah and she says, I am now tahora, how do you know that she went to the mikvah? How do you know? Isn't that going up against the cheskas tuma? She used to be asura, and now she's saying she's buteres. Isn't that against the chazaka? So if you remember, what did Tosfos say? It's biyado litvol. So says Tosfos, I'll tell you what the mocher biyado is. The mocher is b'sofala, the same mocher v'erechon b'sirin. So, but if you don't want to go down that Tosfos, other Mishnayos didn't go down the Tosfos. If you remember, the Ramban said in that sugya, you can't derive anything from Nida. Nida is a gzeres hakosov. Nida is a chiddush haTorah. Just because the Torah believes your wife, because to say she went to the mikvah, that's because there's no other way of knowing. Of course you have to believe your wife. How do you know that in other areas of halacha, be other works? So we're back to the drawing board. We want to know, that's today's question. Where does it come from, this idea of be other? If it's just a throwback to Erechon Bisurin, then we're comfortable. If it's based on Rasaf Allah, then we're also comfortable. But we're not comfortable necessarily with either one of those answers. We're looking for a third possibility. What is be other based on? So one could come up with a possibility that the Rush presents and then immediately rejects. But before we reject it, let's figure out what it was. It may almost be a throwback to last year's learning. Last year we learned Ches Sebatim. So we spoke about a principle that appears many, many times in the third practice of Basra. It appears actually in Shas many, many times. That's the principle of Migo. Migo is a tool that we use to try to ascertain truth. Somebody comes forward and makes a statement, and we don't really think he's telling the truth. Based on the regular rules of Nemanos, the person doesn't have, he's lacking that degree of Nemanos at Torah. But we have a phenomenal svara, a phenomenal line of reasoning. Namely, he is probably telling the truth because he really has no incentive to lie. There's no reason for him to have to lie. Why is there no reason for him to lie? So back in Bava Basra days, it usually presented something along the following lines. Believe me that I'm saying I bought the field because I could have said, Migo, I could have said it was my field all along, something like that. Well, believe me that I paid back the money. Migo, I could have said I never borrowed the money in the first place. So whenever a person has a good explanation as to why he's probably telling the truth, that meets the category, meets the criteria of Mimigo. Mimigo is a very, very helpful tool, and we use it in the Mamas all the time. It's interesting to note that it's never clear in the Gemara itself what the source of Mimigo is. How do you know that Mimigo even works? So the Gemara uses it, Mishnayos, the Gemara has used it hundreds of times, and the Gemara never explains where it comes from. So the posh shot is that it's simply a Svara. It's simply a rove. It means the odds are that he's telling the truth. We live our lives based on rove. So the same way that we live our lives based on the fact that most animals probably do not have holes in their stomachs, and therefore we can eat meat without opening up check every single internal organ. Most women give birth to 9 months. Therefore, we can assume when the baby is born, it's probably a 9-month baby. That's, we know to the contrary. So we live our lives, and many, many halachas are based on the normal standards of what the world is functioning with. So there are biological truths, there are physical truths, and there are psychological truths. And one of the psychological truths is that people will lie when they have to lie. But if they don't really have to lie, and they could have gotten the same point across without necessarily having to lie, if they could have gotten the same goal without lying, they're probably telling the truth.
And truth can change over time.
In terms of psychological truth, biological truth?
Real truths, those for our shepherd's point on trade those psychological truths of social standards.
Okay, so that's tricky. Facts change sometimes. Well, can psychological truths change? So it may depend on which ones. Some of them may change. Some of them may be just part of Teva Adam that aren't going to change. Right. So again, either Migo, he could have said something, he could have said a better lie, he could have said nothing. Migo has a lot of different categories. But the common denominator of Migo is that it's kind of a proof that I'm telling the truth, because if I would have wanted to, I could have gotten the same result in a better way. So Migo has a lot of different manifestations to it. So Migo may show up in the realm of Yisurim as well. A person comes forward and says that this animal is shchuta. I'm telling you, I saw, I watched, I know for a fact this animal is shechted. Based on pure ne'amanus, I probably shouldn't be believed, because this is not classic erechen misurin, because I'm going up against a chazocha, and erechen misurin fails us against the chazocha. But wait, I could have shechted the animal myself. So it's so easy for me to have solved the problem. Tosfos addresses the question, what do you mean it's so easy? You don't even know how to shecht. It's a few dollars, you hire a sheikh, and then, you know, money can solve a lot of problems. So comes, creates other problems, but it can solve a lot of problems. So comes the halacha and says, wait a second, why would I lie? What do I have to gain from lying? It's so easy for me to take care of it. So migo, I could have shechted it. So I'm probably telling the truth. Why would I lie to say that the apples will take off as soon as I, what do I have to lose? It's so easy for me to do it. So whenever something is beyond me to do it, and I say something, I'm probably telling the truth. So one could have envisioned that the whole sugya of biyado is not a brand new nemon, it's just made up yesh me'ayin. It's not based on psukim. I don't do v'safra lo. I do v'chuz nida. It's just a simple svara bi'alma. Lama likras svaru, as the Gemara says, if something is such a portion of svara that it's biyado, you're probably telling the truth. So the Rosh takes issue with that idea. But in order to understand why the Rosh takes issue, we have to see a few examples where biyado surfaces in the Gemara, and then try to fine-tune to those examples, these models, these illustrations of biyado, do they meet that model, the potential model of Migo? So let's take a look at the second of the Mar Mekomos. In Gittin Daf Nun Daled Amud Beis, Tana Rabbanan, the Mar quotes a Braisa. Haya Osa Ibo B'Taharos, a person was hired to work with taharos. So I have a lot of food, and I want to make sure that food remains tahor. So I hire a guy who's proficient in tumah v'tahara, and he's the one who's taking care of all the taharos for me. The amalo taharos shasisi b'chad nitmu. He comes back to me that night, and he says, you won't believe it, but I was trying hard, but a dead mouse just fell out of nowhere and touched the taharos, and now all the taharos are tummy. Or, hay osimo b'zbachim. Or, bringing karbanos, and it's a little chaotic in the Beis Hamikdash. So I hire my assistant to come to keep an eye on the Kohanim, make sure everything is done properly. I want to come back tonight and eat kosher karbonos. So I'm hiring you to make sure everything is okay. You never know what kind of jobs you can find as much of Beis Hamikdash. So I guess these are the equivalents of what we call mashkichim in stores. I got mashkichim for my taras, mashkichim for my karbonos, etc. So now the guy comes back all ready to eat his karbonos, kedaskodin. He went to the mikvah, he's ready to celebrate. And the mashkiach tells him, sorry, but the kohanim goofed today and everything became pigul. Means they shechted for the wrong thing. There's a chatas, the whole thing got in effect trade. So Ne'amon, so the quote unquote mashkiach, he didn't do such a great job, but he is Ne'amon. He is believed to say that these things are no longer usable. Aval, amalo taro shasisim chabiyom ploni nidmu. The guy comes and he says, well, remember last month you hired me for Taras? So I forgot to tell you that everything is tubby. Well, Zvachash Asisim Chabiyom Plonin is Bagel. Remember those Kabbalahs from yesterday that the Mashkich calls the next day and says, oh, by the way, something happened wrong yesterday. Eino Ne'mon. That is not Ne'mon. What's the difference? Maishta Reisha, Maishta Seifa. Rabbi Kosha Biyadu Ne'mon. So Rabbi says, it's a big difference, that in the first case, it's Biyadu. It's still under his control. He's still running the show. He's calling the shots. So Kolzman, that he's there and he's tumbling and he's watching around, and he could theoretically be Metameit, or he could theoretically be Mefagalit, and he's in charge, he's in control, then he has a certain degree of nebonus. But when he gives you a call 6 hours later, and he already left, he's already home, and he's not Biyado anymore, then he's not Nebon. The Gemara uses the phrase Nema now. Uses the phrase Biyado. Now, we are used to the word Biyado helping us. Here, the word Biyado is actually hurting us. Biyado is giving him a certain degree of Nemanus to tell me that things have gone wrong. So let's put this Gemara on the back burner for a moment. Let's move to the next Gemara, the third Gemara Kamos. Hahudi Yasa Le Kamei de Rabbi Ami. Somebody came in front of Rabbi Ami. Amalei, Sefer Torah Shekasafti Liploni. I was hired to be a sofer. I wrote an entire sefer. I worked an entire year at a sefer Torah. Askar shalom lukasafdim lishman. As they're dancing the sefer Torah in the chmas sefer Torah, the servant says, "By the way, I just got to tell you that I didn't pass the safras bechina. I forgot this halacha that when you write the shem Hashem, so you have to write it l'shem kedushas Hashem. In addition to the din, when you start writing the first words of Bereishis, you have to say l'shem kedushas sefer Torah. Every time you get to Shem Hashem, you have to say it again l'shem kedushas Hashem. So I didn't know that din, so I just wrote the Shem Hashem, and then I realized at the end. So now the question is this sofer believed? Here we have a beautiful sefer Torah, like mehechitayis. That's what happened. Most sofrim know the din. Have a beautiful sefer Torah sitting in there in Kodesh, and a sefer comes in out of nowhere and says, by the way, 6 months ago when I was hired for the job, I didn't do anything right. Now, there's no way of knowing. You can't look at the sefer Torah and see the difference. Is the sofer neman or not? So Amalei Rabbi Ami said to him, sefer Torah biadmi. Who has the sefer Torah right now? Where is the sefer Torah? Amalei biadakech. It's ready by the purchaser, the person who bought the sefer Torah. He has it sitting in his house right now. So Amalei Rabbi Ami said to him, neman ata lahavset tzchorcha, v'yata neman lahavset sefer Torah. So he told him two pieces of information. The sofer was not happy about that information. He said, first of all, the sefer Torah is kosher. He says, look, who are you? We have a sefer Torah. It looks kosher. It's beautiful. Like mehichetaisa, one guy mashugana comes and says that lokasafti askaros l'shma. Like when does that ever happen? Lokasafti askaros l'shma. So the sofer is not believed, but the sofer is believed to lose his entire salary. So he was commissioned for, I don't know, I'm sure the price is going down fairly high. Guy was commissioned $80,000 for a sefer Torah. He just lost his entire salary for the year. Why? Because he just gave a hodas baldin. He just admitted to us that he didn't do the job. If I hire you to write a sefer Torah and you write me, words on a parchment that are not usable, that's possible, that I can't use. So then, l'fid varecha, the sefer Torah is possible. So l'fid varecha, the sefer Torah is possible. So therefore, you gave all those about din that you're not entitled to your salary, but we are going to use the sefer Torah. That's a good way to get it. We got ourselves a nice sefer Torah. Don't have to pay for it. That's what Rabbi Ami was passing to the Shiloh. So it's clear from Rabbi Ami's question to the sofer, where is the Sefer Torah? Is that the answer to that question would have been pivotal and would have changed the psak. What would the din have been, lu yitzuya, that the sofer would have said, I still have the Sefer Torah in my hands? And presumably, Rabbi Ami would have told him that not only do you lose your salary, but actually Sefer Torah is possible. Why Sefer Torah? that possible? Based on what? What nemonis does the person have? The nemonis must be that is biyado. He's holding on to the Sefer Torah. So Kol's bound the Sefer Torah is biyado. He must have a new nemonis. So here you have two Gemaras, Gittin Daf and Dalar Beis, and then again, Gittin Daf and Dalar Beis, where the Gemara is alluding to this new idea called biyado, that biyado can cause a lot of problems. If something is biyado latame, something is biyado lefagel, something is biyado Sefer Torah is sitting biyado, whenever something is biyado, that is nemonis. So that now is requires of us to think, what kind of nemonis is that? I'm sorry.
Is Rami position at Knas?
No, it's the Ikra
Pop,
then.
It's like an extreme pop of the Ura, but like, from where does he get to create this penalty and yet keep the contract?
It's not a penalty. It's a statement of fact. You just walked, imagine, I walk into Beis and make the following statement. You hired me to build a house for you. You were going to pay me $1 million to build your house. I walk into Beis and I say, that house that I just built was built faulty. It's going to collapse in 10 minutes from now. So I just gave Hodos Baldin. I didn't do the job. So if I didn't do the job, I'm entitled to my salary. So by saying that the Sefer Torah is possible, Lefi Devarov, he's not entitled to a salary. Now you want to know, Lemaisa, can we use the Sefer Torah? Yeah, because he doesn't have any monos to say that the Sefer Torah is possible. So it's a very, very strange thing. We got ourselves a free Sefer Torah. Not a bad proposition. Oh, very good. Actually, you're mechaber to the Russian's kasha. It says it's biyado, but it's not halachically biyado. Very good. Excellent. That's exactly what the Rush is going to make a point about. So the Rush looked at these two gemaras and get nothing dollar, and he says, let's analyze these gemaras carefully and say, are these gemaras based on Migo, that he could have done something? Is that what these gemaras are really all about? So let's take a look at the fourth of the Ramakamas. So the Rush says, the third line, middle of the third line, the fourth of Ramakamas. This idea of biyado, v'lav mitayma de'iboy mitame luhu. Don't say that the reason why I'm believed to say the dead mouse fell on it, because I could have done it myself, so that's the nemonos. I'm telling the truth because I could have done it myself. Itaminu, boy shlume. Wait a second, what do you mean you could have done it yourself? If you would have done it yourself, it would have cost you a pretty penny. You would have had to pay for it. You're a mazik. Biyado migo means, believe me in what I'm saying, because I could have just as easily done or said something else. Here, it would not have been so easy for you to say that. If you would have come forward and said, I touched the dead mouse, would have said, thank you very much, and I'll pay the $1,000 of loss. So that's not a migo. You can't say, I'm believing you that the mouse fell by itself. Migo, you could have said you did it yourself. If you would have said you did it yourself, that would not have been very comfortable to say. The ode, the mashma gabi sefer Torah, the e sefer Torah biyad lavlar. It sounds from the sugi about Rabbi Yami that if the sefer Torah would have been in the sofer's hands, the lavlar is the sofer, neman lomu kasaf tiskars lishma. Abhi shikfar michtavu, says the Rosh. What is that? What do you mean biyado? What's the biyado? The sefer Torah is written already. He's saying that last month when I wrote the Vayidaber Hashem, I wrote it Shalo Lishma. Biyado means that it's something that I could do now. Believe me in what I'm saying, because I could do it right here and now. I could do it here and now. It's written already. What do you mean I could do it here and now? So the Rush says it doesn't sound right. It doesn't sound like this is what Biyado is based on. So the Rush skips down a little bit. Let's get down to the second to last line of the Rush. Ella. What's biyado based on? Kaven should be able to sakno have a kibaylov. A new word. Russia is just a new concept in Talach. We haven't heard yet. We haven't learned yet, at least in this sugya, called bailem. An owner is believed. There's a special nemonis in halacha to the owner. The bailem are believed. How do you define the bailem? Bailem is not defined necessarily who owns the chayshim mishpat, who owns the bidim amres. The person in control. The person who's pulling the shots, the person who's supervising, the person who's authorized, he's called the bailam for these purposes. What does this mean, bailam? Where did that come from? Remember when I was in high school, we learned at the beginning of Maseches Pesachim, and biyado comes up. So remember, Mordechai Marcus, my Rebbe back from high school. So Rebbe used to give the following mashal. Said, if you want to find out information about something, say, I want to buy a car. I want to know, how does this car run? People have to go. Yes, somebody who owns the same car. And tell me a little bit about this car. You've been living with this car, you've been driving this car, you've been using this car for the last couple of months. Give me some info about this car. I want to find out about a house. So I want to know what potentially bought the house. So I go to the owner of the house. I assuming the owner of the house, the trustworthy fellow. Tell me, is the plumbing work well? Is the electricity problems? Are the problems in the basement? Does it flood? He's the one who deals with the house all the time. So he's going to know what's going on. He's going to be privy to the information. And presumably, we live in an honest world. So he's going to be honest with the information. So too, in the realm of Yisurim, if you want to find out a little bit about something, so you talk to the people who, quote unquote, own the object. They're the Bailam on the object. Bailam doesn't mean Cheshavish, doesn't mean Bamitziah. It means the Yado, the people who are in control, the people who are making the decisions, the people who are supervising, they're considered to be the Yado. Where does this din come from? This is Sfarah. This is not part of the Sofralah. Remember the Ran said, the Ramban says, the Sofralah has nothing to do with Erechim Yisurim. According to the Rosh, it has nothing to do with Migos. There's a brand new halacha called Nemanos HaBailam. That's where Biyadu comes from. If this is true, that Nemanos is a new Nemanos HaBailam, this requires of us to fine-tune this and analyze this. What are the parameters of this? What is a Bailam? What's not a Bailam? Is this really true? Does this really cover all examples of Biyadu? Hopefully, that's from tomorrow. We're going to take this Rosh and try to look very, very carefully under the microscope, this rush to see this new concept that the rush is mechanic. So we know there's going to be other, we're not quite sure where it comes from. Suggestion of the rush, hopefully, that's tomorrow to be analyzed. Thank you.